On the news line with us now, we have two folks from, I used to call it Knoebels Groves Amusement Resort. Now it's just Knoebels Amusement Resort. And we have some of the family members on the phone. We're going to talk about Joy Through the Grove. Trevor Knoebel is here. Trevor, thank you so much for calling in. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for having us, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, much appreciated. And Lauren Knoebel, with whom I am an acquaintance, I'll say. Haven't seen her in a couple of years, but she is also a fourth generation family member of the Knoebels and is really helping to push forward the latest chapter in Knoebels' legacy. So, Lauren, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's fantastic. I have heard so much about this, believe it or don't. I haven't been out there yet this year, but I do know from conversations with a lot of other folks that it evolves and grows and so on. So let's kind of start at the beginning. We'll start with Lauren. Joy Through the Grove, what is it, if folks maybe need a quick primer on what it's all about?
So Joy Through the Grove is our Christmas drive-through. It started in the year 2020 in the midst of all the COVID craziness, and yeah, it continues to grow every year. We have the drive-through. In addition, we have Christmas Village at our Three Ponds Golf Course, where guests can meet Santa Claus and do some Christmas shopping, enjoy some holiday treats.
Well, now, Trevor, at my house, I have a string of lights that goes around the garage door. And okay, so that's a Christmas drive-through.
Right.
All right, but I have a feeling that this is of a different scope. I have seen it, so I know sort of what it looks like each year, but it changes. Give our audience some sort of a scope of the volume of lights and what they'll see if perhaps they haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it takes a little more than just a string going around the garage door, that's for sure. Yeah, it's, well, gosh, it's thousands and thousands of lights. We're talking, it's a number of bulbs, well, you know, hundreds of thousands, but we wrap trees, put the lights on the ground. The displays themselves are a massive amount of lights. There's a lot of motion to some of the displays that really bring a lot of excitement to the scenes. So there's just lights. We have a light tunnel that we took our Lawrence Memorial covered bridge that's in the entrance to our campground. And that is from the first onset, the first year, that was a drive-through light tunnel. This year we add a second light tunnel. That one is a little bit different, much different than the first. It's like an LED pixel tunnel that has about 20,000 little LED nodes that can make motion and shapes form and do all sorts of neat things with technology. So as far as the number of lights, I don't know if I can even give you a number. Bins and bins and bins of lights that we string up around the park and the campground.
We're up to 20.5 bins. We'll leave it at that. Well, we know there's probably millions. I mean, there's certainly hundreds of thousands. So that sounds fantastic. And, Lauren, I know that you put your personal touch on this each year, nuances. So let's just look at this year. Some things that are added, some things that really are, I just think they're fabulously creative that you've added this year.
Thanks. So two things in particular that I kind of help creatively with is I generally brainstorm a lot of the new pieces that we're going to be putting out into the display. This year that includes a lot of custom ride pieces, light displays that look like the Phoenix, the Flume, antique cars, bumper cars. So there's a lot of new pieces. We've incorporated more of our characters into the display. And I also work a lot on our what we call the cozy cabins. So because the light display travels through our campground, we're able to incorporate some of the cabins that we rent during the summer, and we decorate them to a Christmas theme. Each one has its own style, its own unique look, and we've also included in the display this year in the cabin scenes character silhouettes, which give them, again, a unique look. Each one has a little bit of a different take. There's a dog in the window, Santa's in one of the windows. We try to come up with something new every year.
I think somebody's kissing Santa. I saw somebody put a picture of that on social media.
Yes. So, it's Mrs. Claus.
Oh, is that who it is? I just assumed it was the lady of the house, but okay, so that's fabulous.
Maybe.
Yeah, somebody's
you can interpret it however you'd like, I guess.
Somebody's kissing Santa under the mistletoe, so that's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, those are sort of shadow boxes that are in the window, so you can kind of see what's happening inside there because of that. This is going to sound a little too basic, but Lauren, why do this? Why is it so important that you make sure Christmas is raised up and talked about at Knoebels?
Expanding into the Christmas season is something that we've talked about doing for many, many years. We did have an event briefly in the 90s, but it's something we've talked about bringing back for many, many seasons. Guests have wanted to come to Knoebels for Christmas, and they've asked for that for a long time. And like I said, this started during COVID, and it was just a way for us to offer our guests a little bit of merriment during a difficult time. And it's become a holiday tradition for many families, and we hope that that can continue for many, many years. We really enjoy putting it together, and I think it's been well received by our guests.
Add to that, Trevor, this idea of the why. I mean, as the name implies, you're adding joy.
Lauren explained it well, but you know, another factor that the timing was just perfect for us to get into this season. Again, was something we talked about for many, many years. We had a lot of growth in our October season. The Halloween season was really a big growth sector of our business, and we you know again focused on that. Along came the pandemic, and we weren't certain when we would get the park back open. We talked in the spring, you know, probably May, April of that year. What are we going to do? What things can we do to help our sustainability and also keep our guests engaged? So we said, you know what? We talked about it for a long time. Maybe we need to really get serious about this Christmas idea, and we did. And we knew that we had to go at it strong and put on a good show, put on a good display. There's many other displays out there that were well established, and not that we were necessarily going to compete directly with those. We knew that you know, our guests may compare us to some other displays, so we wanted to deliver what our Knoebels fans would expect, you know, and deliver a good show. And even in that first year, I think everybody involved really felt that mission was accomplished. We really did put out a nice show even in the first year. Everybody, you know, came together and worked hard at it. Now, as you know, Lauren's been explaining, you know, we're tweaking it, we're customizing it, bringing more of that Knoebels brand and that Knoebels flair to the show each year. So, but yeah, it was kind of brought out with uncertainty when things were a lot of uncertainty in the world and in our business. That's what forced us a little bit to get serious about this idea.
I know sometimes you tie some of the things that happen at Knoebels to nonprofits or veterans or helping a particular group. Is there other than Knoebels' general generosity, which is certainly noted and appreciated in our area, is there anything else in particular throughout Joy Through the Grove where you're reaching out to a nonprofit or helping any particular group?
Yeah, we have the Salvation Army kettles are here on site when guests come through the admission area, through the admission booth, and pay to enter the Joy Through the Grove. There is a couple of the kettles out. There's a at least one night each year that my dad will stand out and ring the bell and engage the guests. We actually had a local, there was some matching one of the nights last week with our local kettles, so that gave a little boost there too. So yeah, we do partner with Salvation Army with the Christmas season.
All right, and Lauren, we'll let you set the scene as we close here. What are the who, what, when, where, why, what times, website, you name it. Leave folks with all the logistics, since hopefully we've intrigued them to come out.
Sure. So our crowds tend to be lighter on weekdays, so we're encouraging more people to come on our weekdays, but weekends we're open as well. We won't be open this evening because of the weather, but otherwise we're going to be open nightly, with the exception of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're open nightly from 5:30 till 9, and you can purchase online at Knoebels.com, or you can purchase in person. We're always welcoming people to come. The event is never sold out. You're always welcome to show up on site and enjoy the lights with us. And we'll be open through New Year's Eve.
And you occasionally have a special. I know I've Leanna told me that I've missed hot dog night and I missed cotton candy night. So boy, oh boy,
yeah.
My timing is off.
We've been enjoying some special promotions throughout the season as well. So you have to keep an eye on our Facebook page and our website for those details.
All right, we'll look for that. I'll keep an eye. Anybody who's given a good deal on hot dogs is okay by me. So I'll be out there. Thank you both so much. Thank you all for all you're doing too. I know you don't just this ain't a 9-to-5 job for anybody at all that's associated with Knoebels, so you really have a real zeal for it, so we appreciate that. So thank you so much, Trevor. Thanks for your participation this morning.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And Lauren, thank you. Good to talk to you again, and I will see you in the weeks and months ahead. So I hope to make that contact then, and we'll go from there. Lauren, thanks for all you're doing and really applying some of that great creativity you have to Joy Through the Grove.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Much appreciated. All right, that is Trevor Knoebels and Lauren Moscato. They are fourth-generation members of the Knoebels family on Joy Through the Grove, as they said, Knoebels.com. And the different specials they have are on the nights, each night. So you'd look on Facebook at about 8, 9 a.m., and you'd see what they would have in store for that particular night.